A flyway is a major migratory route used by birds to move between their breeding areas and the places they spend the winter. Several of these flyways, or superhighways for migratory birds, exist around the world. The East Atlantic Flyway, which incorporates the coastline of East Anglia, is one of the few major global bird migration routes. It stretches from the tip of South Africa right through to the Arctic Circle. For coastal birds, such as waders, the route flows up the west coast of Africa, round Spain, Portugal, and France. On reaching the UK, the flyway then splits several ways, one lane heading up through Iceland to Greenland and Arctic Canada, one to Scandinavia and another to Siberia. The flyway comprises at least 75 countries and is used by 90 million birds from at least 297 different species. The habitats of the East Atlantic Flyway, such as wetlands, salt marsh, mudflats, are of global importance for migrating birds. Here in England, the 170,000 hectares of the English East Coast wetlands network are a key part of the flyway. They are so globally important that last year they were added to the UK's shortlist for World Heritage Sites. In total, the East Coast wetlands are the same size as two New York cities and cover some 800 miles from the Thames through to the Humber. Among others, sites such as RSPB Titchwell Marsh and Snettisham on the North Norfolk coast play a vital role. These migratory routes are used many different types of birds, including waders, black-tailed godwit, dunlin, and a wide range of duck and goose species, and are likely to have been used for generations. They are much like aeroplane flight paths, with designated stopovers for refuelling. Not all birds using the East Atlantic Flyway will fly the entire distance from Africa through to the Arctic. Different species will use different sections of the route, some travelling further than others. The Arctic terns, which use the flyway, make one of the longest journeys along the route from Northern Europe breeding sites and beyond to the tip of Southern Africa and as far as the Antarctic waters, an amazing and mind-boggling feat. There are pit stops along the route which are vitally important resting and feeding grounds for birds. One such pit stop in the East Coast wetland network is the Wash, the largest estuary in Britain, spanning 20 kilometres across and 30 kilometres in length. The vast expanse of mudflat is covered twice daily by the North Sea and is surrounded by sandy and shingle beaches, salt marshes and hidden lagoons. The Wash and its surrounding area is a haven for weary bird travellers. The receding tide uncovers a veritable buffet of highly nutritious morsels. The mud contains an abundant source of marine worms, shellfish and small fish. The surrounding salt marsh provides further feeding opportunities as well as comfortable and safe resting and roosting space. Several RSPB reserves in this area are major pit stops. Wetland sites such as Titchwell Marsh and Snettisham in Norfolk and Frampton Marsh and Freeston Shore in Lincolnshire all hug the coast or the edge of the Wash itself. Tens of thousands of waders, geese and ducks can be seen on these wetlands throughout the autumn and winter. The Wash seems to have a UNESCO World Heritage nomination. Alongside being a pit stop, the Wash and surrounding East Coast wetlands hold up to 400,000 wading birds, ducks and geese over the winter. That's more than any other estuary in the UK. Bird migration is centred around the seasonal availability of food and suitable habitats. The far northern winter is too harsh to provide enough food. Birds must travel to places they know where they have what they need. The Wash and the surrounding area is just the ticket. With the vast expanse of mudflats, salt marshes and additional areas of wet grassland, there's everything these birds need. While many birds will stop at the Wash to feed for short periods, many waders and wildfowl arrive in the area to undertake their annual molt. Post-breeding, birds molt their breeding plumage and their old worn flight feathers, regrowing a complete new set in readiness for the next 12 months. The molt process requires a lot of energy and takes several weeks to complete. The Wash is a safe space and a high-quality feeding area, just the right place for the birds to undertake this process. Moving through August, this trickle quickly ramps up. Greater numbers and species of birds appear and stay. Knot and others such as Dunlin and Black-tailed Godwit will rapidly increase in numbers and can be seen daily on wetland areas. In September, ducks such as widgeon, teal and pintail start to appear. Brent geese will start to arrive in quite large numbers from mid-September, alongside other geese such as pink-footed geese. These winter arrivals seek refuge from the harsher northern winters and find our climate balmy in comparison. The dark-bellied population of Brent geese spending the winter on the East Coast wetland will have bred all the way up in the Arctic Russia. Brent geese, with all the others, swans and long-lived birds, the eldest known to be over 28 years old. Their knowledge of places stays with them and is passed down through the generations. These geese arriving on our shores this autumn will have ancestors who did the same decades or maybe centuries ago.